Hello to everyone. Today our text is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 25 verses 31 to 46. But because of time, I will read verses 31 to 33. And it reads thus: When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will sit, the sheep on his right hand, but the goat on his left. Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. I give you all the glory, Jesus. I thank you, God, for this opportunity. Father, use me as an instrument. Father, that those that are prepared to hear your word, Father, will receive it. And your will be done in our lives. I pray for them, O God, whatever they find themselves going through. I pray, God, that those challenges will be broken in their lives in the name of Jesus. And God, their desires will be met in the name of Jesus. O God, give us the grace to continue to trust in you. Give us the grace to continue to live for you. We pray, O God, that your will be done and your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm grateful and humble this morning for another day the Lord has made. And I want to thank God for all of you who are praying for us here in Liberia for the growth of the ministry. It is important that we all join our faith to pray for one another, because we are all facing challenges around the world. Well, today, I will speak briefly on the theme, the importance of being ready. Today, we're talking about the last day, often called the judgment day. This is a time when everyone will stand before God to give an account of their lives. It is important to understand what this means for us and how we can be prepared. This passage tells us about the final judgment when the Son of Man will separate people like a shepherd separates sheep from the goat. There will be a day when all of us will stand before the Lord to be judged. We cannot escape this truth. It is part of God's plans. The Bible made it clear that Jesus will come back one day to judge the world. And it's something that no man can escape, because it is part of God's plans. He talked about how we treat others. This is very important. You know, it is not enough to just believe. We must also practice what we believe. Living the life of love and service prepared us for that day. For those who follow Christ, there's hope. We believe that one day we will be with Jesus. The last day is not something to fear us if we are living according to God's will. All we need to do is to commit ourselves to loving others and being ready for that day. In these passages, Jesus describes the final judgment where he will return in glory and gather all nations before him. His arrival in verses 31 to 33. Jesus is referred to as the Son of Man, will come with angels and sit on his gracious throne. All people will gather before him, and he will separate them like a shepherd separates the sheep from the goat. Now, the separation in verses 34 to 40. The sheep represents those who have lived righteously and shown kindness to others. They will inhabit the kingdom prepared for them. Amen. The Bible made it clear that the sheep represents those who have lived a righteous life. Now, Jesus said he will come back. The Bible made it clear that our Lord will come back to judge the world. But there are a few things that I want us to consider today. He told us, remember, whatever good you do to people, you are also done it to me. And then he will tell the righteous, I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Whatever we do for people, we should remember that we're doing it for the Lord. And when he comes on that day, the Bible says he will remind us of the good we did to people. And because we render services to people that we did not know, people that were in need, we sacrifice for them, the Lord says he will take us home because we did it, not because of the people, but because of him. And so we will be rewarded. And so the Bible says Jesus is coming back, and upon his return, he identified himself with those in need. If we identified ourselves with people in need, indeed the kingdom of heaven belongs to us. But his judgment of the goat in verses 41 to 43. The goat represents those who did not help others in need. They will be told to depart from him into the eternal punishment. Jesus explained that neglecting the needed is also neglecting him. And this is one thing we need to be careful. There are people that have need. There are people that are suffering. There are people that are going through problems. And if we recognize them, if we help them, if we sacrifice for them, if we have compassion on them, the Bible says Jesus, upon his return, will welcome us home. So as believers, we need to know that we are not just to accept Jesus and say, oh yes, I have accepted Jesus. It's enough. Yes, it's important. But we should also understand that there are major things Also, major things we must consider. God promised us a home, but He gave us responsibilities as Christians that we'll be able to serve others. Amen. And so as you serve people, remember that God will receive you home. This passage emphasizes the importance of compassion and readiness for the final judgment. I want to challenge us to live according to the will of God. I know in many countries, people find it difficult to associate with people. It's difficult to just walk to people places and help them. But we need to understand that even if we are being accused falsely, God's grace will carry us through. All we need to do is to obey the word of God. So that I want to say to you today, as we all face challenges in the world, we must take note that it is important to be ready, because Jesus will come back one day, and with all we give account. And Jesus will turn to us if we have done the right thing. He's going to reward us. If we did the wrong thing, He will also reward us. But I want to encourage you that there's a penny judgment, and we need to strive to work out our salvation. We need to do our best not to imitate the world, but to imitate Christ. We need to follow the biblical principles that will lead us to righteousness. I want to say to you, as you give to people, the Lord will replace everything that you give to people. God will bless you. He said, blessed is the hand that giveth, and He will surely bless you. He only wants our faith. He wants to see our faith, to know whether we obey Him. But trust me, God is a loving God. He's a faithful God. He's a caring God. And He will not let us be disappointed. I want to encourage you today. If you have been neglecting the poor, if you have not been having compassion on the poor, I want you to remember today that God is going to reward you for doing good to the poor. If you reject them, God will reject you. Today is the day to know that God cares for the poor, and He rewards those who care for them. If you decide today to be a blessing to someone, do it, and God will bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.